You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
The enhanced odds here are Eden Hazard to score in a Chelsea win at 7-1 and Harry Kane to score in a Tottenham win at 3-1. It's very difficult to weigh up this game because so much of it hinges on the outcome of the Manchester United-Leicester game on Sunday. Of course, if Leicester win that and secure the title, Spurs might go into this a little bit flatter than usual. But if Leicester slip up, then there's a real chance again for Spurs to try and maybe get this title pushed back on track, Derek.
Well, yeah, you'd be ludicrous to have a bet before knowing the result of the Leicester game, because if Leicester win the title on Sunday, Tottenham will be flatter than Louis van Gaal's face. They won't try a leg in this game. And you know, Chelsea's commitment, you would think, well, Chelsea are probably down tools, but a couple of their players, Cesc Fabregas and Eden Hazard, were saying earlier in the week they didn't want Spurs to win the league.
Yeah,
the way they've shaped this season, they didn't want Chelsea to win it either. what can you say about this game without knowing that result? I'm paid to do that now, though. I would actually go for Chelsea here at 9-5 because Chelsea want to stop Tottenham winning the league, firstly. Also, Tottenham, the deflation factor, should Leicester have won it. And thirdly, they've lost Dele Alli as well, haven't they? He's been like their major man for much of the season. I just think, and the way Tottenham played against West Brom on Monday, you just think, well, you know, some teams fall off a cliff towards the end of the season when they go and get stuff, and we all expected it of Tottenham. They were given no hint of it, but on Monday they did. All the clues were there. And I just think Chelsea might well be overpriced given everything that might happen in the run-up to this game. I think at this juncture, Chelsea are too big.
OK, Chelsea in the betting at 9-5. DK, how do you weigh this one up? Obviously, as we said there, a lot will depend on what happens on Sunday afternoon. But coming into it now, Friday morning, what are your initial thoughts?
Just to pick up on Derek's analysis there, the biggest revelation was that you get paid for this, McGovern.
Yeah, I shouldn't have said that, should I? You're going to pay for the rubbish you spout.
But everything Derek says is right, obviously. Yeah. If Leicester do secure the Premier League title, Tottenham will come into this game with absolutely nothing to play for. And it's weird the way the Chelsea players have come out and said they don't want Spurs to win the title, even those with no real connection to the area.
Yeah, I agree.
I find it strange. But Chelsea have not lost a league home game against Tottenham since February 1990. They've won 17 and drawn 8 of their 25 meetings at Stamford Bridge since. So they've got that record to protect, Chelsea. And I do think Chelsea will win this game if Leicester have sewn up the Premier League title, and you won't get 9-5 if that is the case. Harry Kane loves scoring goals, though, and I think he will get on the score sheet here no matter what. He's 21-20 to score any time. He's just a couple of goals away from scoring 50 in the Premier League, and he'll be the 8th quickest player to score 50 goals in the competition if he does get a couple. He's got 13 goals in his last 14 Premier League appearances for Spurs, so I think he could score. I actually think that maybe I'd be looking at an anytime lose cast here, or an anytime win cast, as they say. Harry Kane to score and Chelsea to win the game. I think there might be goals in this game, but very difficult to determine the outcome when we're recording this prior to Leicester City's trip to Old Trafford on Sunday. So it's tough. But that draw against West Brom, I think, effectively killed Tottenham's chance of winning the Premier League. Very disappointing, considering they went 1-0 up in that game, to allow West Brom to dominate in the second half in the manner they did was frustrating, because Spurs have been so strong in the second half of the season. I thought they had the spirit, the determination, the mentality, and Pochettino had instilled that belief in his players that they wouldn't allow something like that to happen, but they did, and that point has probably killed off their title credentials.
Yeah, I'd probably agree with that. The market, DK, was mentioned there, then a Chelsea win and Harry Kane to score. The reverse win cast is 17-2. Should you fancy that?
Okay, yeah, I like that. 8.5-1 on that. I think that's a good bet.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.